I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news. After a week on the run, escaped inmate Everett Robinson is behind bars. The 29-year-old was being transported from a court date back to Roscommon County last Monday when he overpowered the police officer and fled in a patrol car. Officials say Robinson was found yesterday sleeping in an elevated deer blind. Well, about 500 drivers were ticketed during the state's Click It or Ticket campaign. Michigan State Police said all of the citations were issued in Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties during the 4 to 6 hour enforcement periods. The tickets will cost the drivers $65 each. Flint Township Police are asking for the public's help in finding a missing woman. She's considered endangered. 43-year-old Melissa Ann Darnaby was last seen May 23rd when she walked away from Hurley Medical Center. Officials say Darnaby is a paranoid schizophrenic and bipolar and has not been taking her medicine. She's described as 5'9", 115 pounds, blue eyes, blonde hair, was last seen wearing jeans and a blue shirt. State Representative Marilyn Lane is holding a town hall about foreclosure. Residents facing foreclosure or wanting to learn how to prevent it will have a chance to get one-on-one counseling. The event's being held June 4th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., the Clint Macomb Public Library. The DNR has provided an updated inventory of properties destroyed by the UP's Duck Lake fire and offered concerned property owners information on how to view their structures in the fire area. The most recent count puts the number of structures destroyed at 97. The latest estimate is that there's 134 properties within the perimeter of the fire. 99 of those properties have been inspected. Inspections are ongoing. The entire fire has not yet been inventoried. Of the 99 properties inspected, 39 properties have suffered losses, some with multiple structures. Now, the average price of a gallon of gas in the state is falling after we come off the long holiday weekend. $3.66 now is the statewide average. Sturgis still paying the least at $3.36 a gallon. $3.65 is the current nationwide average. I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan Headline News.